The news update for August the 5th, 2022 on this Friday early morning edition, part 4, continuing on with the rest of hour number 2, and we'll go into the hour number 3 of Alex Jones Show, here being rebroadcast on Friday morning for your listening pleasure. You can find us on terrestrial radio satellite network as well as Sirius XM network. And you can find us also on FM stations as well as on all podcasting platforms where you listen to your content. Just simply go to your favorite podcast, we'll just say Spotify.fm, for example, and go in there in the search result queue and just type in our name of the podcast, it's Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. And that's how you write it, folks. So you can hear our content. Make sure you click on that. Don't forget to hit that. The follow button, and then every time a new one comes out, it'll upload to your queue, so you can see the latest stuff and always be up to date and connected to our content. Thanks a lot for your support and your patrons. Remember, we got to stand up for freedom. We got to do it together, peacefully, and also rationally and responsibly, so we can all come together, not shut up and back down on things that we need to really speak out against. That's just plain lies and deception and evil when you really look at it at the end of the day. Let's get back, with all that being said, let's get back to the show on the Freedom Network on XM and terrestrial and FM radio stations. Let's get back to the show where we left off.
I'm saying you had hundreds of millions of dollars, all lies.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely untrue. So, folks, Alex Jones needs your support. InfoWars needs your support as never before. This is really, it's not even about the subject of the trial, in my opinion. It's just an effort to silence and destroy Alex Jones. I've been there. I've walked this walk. I know what you're going through.
And to watch the corporate media with these corrupt judges and others all working in concert, they truly are, as Trump said, the enemy of the American people.
Right. Well, here's the good news, Alex. Jesus Christ will deliver you just as he delivered me. Amen. Jesus Christ can discern good from evil. He knows who stands up for his values and his teachings. He knows that you are fighting to maintain this as a Christian-based nation. My family and I are praying for you and your family, and frankly, everyone there at InfoWars. Never give up the fight.
We won't, my friend. Let's talk about these primaries last night from Arizona to you name it. Let's run through it with one of the top political analysts in America.
Well, what we saw in Arizona was the exorcism of John McCain and the McCainites. It was a top to bottom victory. At this point, Carrie Lake has carried every county but one. Of course, in Maricopa County, the last time I checked, they were still counting. But the nomination of Mark Finchem as Secretary of State, the resounding reelection of Wendy Rogers, the Republican establishment is crapping their pants across the board. Whether it is Michigan, whether it is the House races, this is Donald Trump's party at the grassroots. All these stories that you've read. Front page story in the New York Times a couple weeks ago about how Trump is losing his mojo at the grassroots of the Republican Party. That's completely disproved by yesterday's primaries. But here's the one thing perhaps the untrained eye doesn't notice. The turnout in Republican primaries are breaking all records, whereas the turnout in Democratic primaries is anemic, to say the least. That shows an enthusiasm level, an intensity level that does point to a blowout victory this November.
So their attempts to destroy Trump, you, myself, and Governor DeSantis and others is just a temper tantrum.
Well, in the case of the January 6th hearings, there's no question whatsoever. This has actually galvanized and strengthened Trump at the grassroots. There's actually
even the Atlantic Politico did polls and admit that.
Yeah, all of the polling I'm looking at demonstrates a substantial uptick in the intensity of his support. I frankly think if they if they did this to dissuade him from running for president, it's having the exact opposite effect. I think that it encourages him to run.
Well, let's be clear. You were here July 1st and said Trump was going to probably announce in July. He did say, I'm running. I'm just not saying when. So your prediction was true.
Yeah, I still think this is coming. There's a lot of legal and political complications to his becoming a candidate this year. I do think he does not want to divert attention and support and money from the candidates who are on the ballot this November.
I agree, but what about them wanting to indict him? If he announces now, generally they won't because it's too obvious. I think sooner, I don't think he'll divert attention. He should travel. He should get right back on the road. He should go into overdrive.
Well, of course, the Attorney General said in an interview that they would not be deterred one way or another on his political status and as to whether he was a candidate. I don't think it'll make a difference. If I were him, I would announce my candidacy literally the day after these November elections. But that's just me. It's also interesting that even in those few places where Rhinos got reelected, it was only because the America First candidates were split or vote was split among two candidates. So, for example, Dan Newhouse, perhaps the single worst piece of crap in the United States House, a guy who voted for impeachment, a guy who voted for the January 6th committee, a guy who voted for the COVID-19 database. This guy won only because the Trump vote, the America First vote, was split between two candidates. But if you add the majority, you add the vote they each got, he would have been a loser. Across the board, this was a smashing win for Donald Trump.
Which is only going to make the deep state go crazier. What do you expect to happen in the next 96 days?
Well, I'm not an attorney, although I did read yesterday that the president's lawyer, former lawyer, Pat Cipollone, was summoned to the grand jury. I don't know how they pick through the executive privilege issues there. Look, they seem hell-bent on doing something that would disqualify Trump as a candidate. And I think that is growingly obvious. As for the attempts by the lawyers in the Texas case to somehow tie this into January 6th, I have no concerns in that area. As I have said many, many times, any claim, inference, implication, or accusation that I knew in advance about, was involved in, or condone any illegal activity on January 6th is just a lie. Nor was I involved in any of the legal machinations regarding delaying the Electoral College vote. But still, I get attacked on page one above the fold in Sunday's Washington Post.
Well, that's right. And the Washington Post, the New York Times, they've all got front page articles that it's over for Jones and Stone and Trump. We have the phone, and they don't have a phone. They have text messages I turned over in Discovery that they act like are like some big secret. It's just incredible how desperate they've gotten. Unbelievable. Thank God we're still here to tell the truth. Roger, stay there. I want to do another segment with you. You want to talk about Biden? They're clearly trying to get rid of him. Who are they planning to bring in? What are other tricks they're going to play in the next 96 days? The iconic Roger Stone's our guest. Stay with us. Roger Stone, band.video. That if we warned the people and began a mobilization, we could defeat them. And now we have come so far together, we've got to continue on. Roger Stone, Joe Biden, that's obviously their big problem. They knew he was a puppet, but he's degenerated faster than they thought. That's the big wild card, but 96 days out. Can he hold on? He's degenerating again at light speed. What is your intelligence sources and your own great research telling you?
Well, an even larger problem, of course, is the constant Chinese water torture of more and more information about the illicit business dealings and perversion of Hunter Biden. If folks have not followed the extraordinary reporting of Amanda Devine, Miranda Devine, pardon me, at the New York Post, it is breathtaking, and there's new information every single day. Joe Biden told us he knew nothing whatsoever about Hunter's business dealings. Turns out that he met with Hunter's clients on 14 different occasions. We have now absolutely established that he is the big guy and that he was getting a piece of the action. So the combination, it seems to me, of the disaster of the Biden administration policies, record gasoline prices, food shortages, crippling inflation, embarrassing defeats and retreats around the globe in terms of our foreign policy, Afghanistan, for example, combined with the weight of Hunter Biden's epic corruption, which, by the way, he is yet to be prosecuted for. I mean, Paul Manafort went to prison for lobbying without registering for Ukraine. Hunter Biden lobbied for several nations without ever registering, certainly had contact with policymakers and decision makers in Washington on their behalf, including his father, the vice president. He never registered. So you have to wonder, when will he be prosecuted? Or do we have a two-tier justice system in which they only pursue Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and, say, General Michael Flynn?
Roger, I could ask 1,000 questions in the 6 minutes we have left, but what else is front and center on your radar screen?
Well, I think you raised the central question, which is how long will they put up with Joe Biden? In other words, once the New York Times and the Washington Post and the legacy media begin reporting on the epic corruption of Hunter, the handwriting is on the wall. So the only real question here is, when will he be removed under the 25th Amendment? Will that happen before or after the election? I would argue after. And does he pardon his son, his brother, perhaps even himself on his way out the door, as the condition of his leaving? If that happens, as you know, Kamala Harris immediately becomes president of the United States. No, she doesn't need to be sworn in. Lyndon Johnson did that famous charade on the plane of him being sworn in as president just to twist the knife in Bobby Kennedy. That's what that was about. She would then be entitled under the Constitution to appoint a vice president, but that vice president would have to be confirmed by both the Senate and the House. And therefore, in this next upcoming election, we don't know that that would be possible. That, of course, is an argument for removing Biden from office legally prior to the election, while they still have the ability to confirm a vice president. Who could that be? Well, I have said repeatedly, I think Michelle Obama is going to be the 2024 nominee. This would be a way to position her for that nomination. She would be the most likely nominee if that scenario were to play out.
What are some of their wild cards? Provocateurs, false flags, new wars. I mean, they are in desperate straits. All the numbers show their own party's completely turned against them. So their own people don't go out and vote, even if they use dead people voting and illegals voting, just like we saw in last night's primary. That's not going to push them to victory.
Well, I think we have to keep a very close eye on the monkeypox pandemic that they are openly predicting.
Oh, you've been saying for 6 months, right before the election, they launched a new pandemic. Blue states are already trying to shut things down and put masks back on.
I think they're looking for some excuse under which theoretically, President Biden could sign an executive order that limits us to only mail-in voting, and we know how that works.
And you predicted that. He just instructed with an executive order last week the Postal Service prepare for permanently delivering ballots via the mail.
There you go. So, look, I think that they would like to avoid a free, fair, open, transparent election at all costs. I really think they recognize, particularly after yesterday's seismic results, that they are in deep trouble in the upcoming election.
Spend 2 minutes on that, because when we post this demand on video, I'm going to put this clip right now up front. In your own words, how seismic yesterday was in the primaries. Roger Stone.
Well, first of all, just Republican turnout broke all records. There is extraordinary intensity and enthusiasm among all Republicans for these primaries. Democratic turnout was anemic. Secondarily, the Republican establishment, the RINOs, got beat virtually every place, not only Arizona, but in Michigan and elsewhere. So the establishment knows that they are in deep trouble. There is a red tidal wave coming. There is no question about that. And I think there is growing panic by the Democrats to figure out some way to head that off. Could it be a war sparked either through Ukraine or through these provocations with the Chinese? Conceivably. Could it be a pandemic that limits us only to mail-in voting, an open invitation for voter fraud? That is a possibility. Here's the one thing that is absolutely clear. The Democrats cannot head into a free, fair, honest, transparent election because they know that they will lose.
I agree. I'm trying to figure out a headline because we're live right now, millions watching. I want to post a demand out video and get millions more to share it. What is the headline? Roger Stone.
Primaries point to November red tsunami.
Absolutely. So, Roger Stone,
primary victories point to November red tsunami.
That's right. Perfect headline. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Roger Stone, give out your website real quick.
Folks can watch me today on frankspeech.com, Lindell Tuch.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get you great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, body soul's and turmeric formula.
We'll be right back, folks. Support InfoWars.com.
So resistance against the global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside. inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know it, your guts. You understand it archetypally. Any champions that stand up for human liberty and a pro-human future must be destroyed because the enemy can't have leadership. That's why supporting InfoWars, that's why sharing the links and articles, that's why praying for the broadcast, that's why buying products at InfoWarsStore.com is beyond critical. Because we are your champions. You are my champions. If you hold me up, if you back us, we will continue to have devastating victory against the enemy. But if you don't realize how important you are, we'll fail. I played that clip because I shot that 4 years ago. Right after we were deplatformed, I shot it. It was a rant on a live show. That's unedited. They just had a video over it. That's the spirit talking. That's total truth. That's the A game. That's what you live for. That's why you want the Holy Spirit. When you're in that zone, it's incredible. And they don't want any of us in that zone. This broadcast with our guests and our callers and myself and others, we are about getting into that zone. This is a focus on liberty. And I talk about how they incrementally turn up the tyranny so you don't notice it like the frog in the pot till it's too late. We're about pointing out we're in the pot. And just like I made that point, they've been attacking us so long, it becomes like, yeah, they took his banks away. They took him off the internet. Yeah, they attacked him. Yeah, now they want to arrest him. Yeah. You just get used to me being chewed up. It's kind of like, yeah, he's down there getting chewed up. You don't realize I'm at the gate of the fortress defending you because I love you. I'm not a hero. I can't watch these people do this to you because I am you. I have a feeling of empathy just like you do. So now I need you to take action and not procrastinate. Yeah, it's great to have the number one book on 25 charts and it's up in the 20s now on Amazon. Isn't even out until later this month. But the money we get from that $2-3 a book is negligible. It's about our intellectual information being number one in their face, showing the vote of the people. Yeah, Alex's War in some theaters around the country, gone to number 6 on the iTunes chart now that it's out, went to number 2 on the pre-orders. That's all great, fine, and dandy. But this broadcast and what we do every day is the real tip of the spear, and we need your funding at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, Bodies back in stock. Time. We have Grassroots. They have the New World Order and their printing presses. We don't need all the funds they've got. We just need to stay on air. And we have a plan to stay on air. If we can pay for these kangaroo trials we got to go to or they'll arrest us. And if we can pay for the bankruptcy and go through that and show the courts that there's not all this money, it'll all go away and show that it's just them wanting to shut us down, which the Washington Post, the New York Times this week said, the goal is to silence Alex Jones. They're using Sandy Hook families as pawns. And I saw that 2 days ago when I did a live video in the morning saying, I think Scarlett Lewis and I think Neil Heslin are real. I've been around them for over a week. We question all big events. We didn't create the Sandy Hook questions. The government lies did. But I think they're real people, and I believe Sandy Hook happened. And I appreciate them, and I'm sorry. They edited the tape to say I hated them. She got up on stand, believed it. Once she saw it, she started crying, said, I'm sorry, you're right, oh my God. And then her lawyers went over to her and to Heslin and snapped their fingers like they were dogs and said, get over here, yesterday. So they're panicking, and that's why they came out with this fake phone thing. That's why they're doing it. Robert Barnes, you're riding the shotgun into the end of the next hour. Thank you for co-hosting. You've knocked it out of the park. I don't want to talk about us all day. I want to talk about the elections. I want to talk about the primaries last night. I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about Trump, Biden, Ukraine, everything. But first, you're loaded for bear on this. What do you make of the latest chicanery?
What happened yesterday was an attorney admitting in court, in this case the plaintiff's lawyer, that he violated fundamental rules of the professional conduct and ethics that govern every lawyer, and in the process was encouraging and incentivizing the January 6th committee to violate 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment constitutional rights. So under the rule, every lawyer gets information or that's not supposed to be given to the lawyer.
That happens all the time.
Every day in America. I've got that many, many times. I've been fortunate, never sent anything to anybody they weren't supposed to get. But I have received it frequently, and my ethical and professional obligation when I see it's something I wasn't supposed to get is to let the other lawyer know, return the information, and delete all copies. In fact, this is so recognized. We'll later on, you know, talk about what Andy Griffith used to talk about in the 1960s. That's how well understood and universally understood this is. You cannot illegally benefit or profit from information you illicitly obtained, even if it was by accident or mistake rather than...
Especially if the lawyers tell you in 10 days, they told them that day, that's not right, send it back.
Yeah, it said, I mean, what it was communicated, it was, yeah, that's a mistake, discard the link. And what does he do instead? What this plaintiff's lawyer in particular has done repeatedly, which is
an ambulance chaser thoroughbred.
Oh, no, well, I don't know if I'd put a thoroughbred. He looks more like, you know, a leprechaun on him on meth. But I think
he looks more like Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most disturbed human beings I've ever been around. When I walked in the court, he was hopping around like a bunny on meth, screaming, Bobby Barnes, Bobby Barnes, Bobby Barnes.
They played a clip of you yesterday.
Yes, they did. They managed to only play 5 seconds. I wonder why they wouldn't play the whole clip.
All the clips were 5 seconds.
Exactly, because the whole clip would have told the whole truth, which would have led to...
Hold on, we're going to play that clip you mentioned, because we talked about it, of Andy Griffith, and then we're going to continue with this, because this is insane.
Completely.
The top story in the U.S., Alex Jones' phone, oh my God, it's all over. It's not my phone. Yes. It's not even true. Wait till you hear about it. Stay with us.
Mr. Blake's down. We heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic and we hit it up in the cell window.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law can't use this kind of help.
And that's exactly what they've just done. Plus, there's nothing there, so then they lie about what's on the tape, the next step.
Well, that was obvious because of the cross-examination questions. He tried to have his, you know, big, you know, Perry Mason, fake Perry Mason moment. Where he's trying to say, oh, I have some incriminating information and you're waiting for it. And there's nothing. There was no incriminating information.
I'm like, I gave my lawyers my cell phone?
Exactly. And after looking at it, stuff he's not supposed to have, stuff he wasn't supposed to look at, stuff he was supposed to destroy, stuff he was supposed to return, what can he come up with? Basically nothing. I mean, that's it.
Well, they January 6th it, even though it's text messages from 2019.
Right. Oh, exactly. Which is the January 6th committee, once again, misusing and abusing its power. And here they used the plaintiff's lawyer to illegally access and illicitly obtain information.
Yeah, for those who don't know, they're announcing they want it.
Oh, well, yeah, they're already, that's their nature, that's what they're going to do. But it is a violation of 4th, 5th, and 6th Amendment rights, and it shows how out of control the January 6th committee has become, just as this trial. I was talking to someone here in Austin today, doesn't have a bone in the fight, doesn't really care, it's someone that's a part of a well-respected community here in Austin, and he had watched part of the trial, and his reaction was he'd never seen anything like it. That didn't they understand that they couldn't push it so far to make it look like a kangaroo court? My occasional compadre, Viva Fry, who's a Canadian lawyer, again, doesn't have a bone in the fight, has described it as one of the worst trials he's ever witnessed.
And he's been critical of me before, which he should be.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's not part of the Alex Jones world. He's just someone that's a Canadian lawyer that had to flee Canada because of what they were doing to his children in the vaccine mandate context. But as someone who has an independent mind, and his reaction and response to watching this trial is that it is one of the worst kangaroo courts he could ever imagine. And he's someone who's not prone to using a hyperbolic rhetoric. It means that's what he has seen, that's what he has witnessed. I described it as 19th century Australia, is how this courtroom looks like, which is all railroads and kangaroos. And that's because that's what it is. It is a case that has made a mockery of the rule of law. It is disrespected.
Did you see their closing arguments yesterday? They go, he said, Mr. Jones on the stand this morning, that FBI agents killed the children. And I didn't even say anything like that.
No.
And my lawyer gets up and goes, he didn't say that to the jury. I mean, this man makes $300 million a year.
Yes. I mean, it was one ridiculous statement after another ridiculous statement. I remember I was in the courtroom when they were cross-examining Owen Schroyer, where they went kind of nuts and pointed me out and all that jazz.
It's Bobby Barnes. You're in the thing. Look at him. He's right there.
Absolutely. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I mean, this just keeps...
They're like, look, he's right there. Why do they hate you so much?
It goes all the way...
I was there, too. They're like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think nobody's called me Bobby since I was 10 years old. So, I mean, it's some sort of peculiar obsession of a lot of these people. And I think they don't like anybody fighting back in the court of public opinion. They don't like anybody...
And they have this weird camp following of people that look like mutants.
Oh,
I mean, it looks like House of a Thousand Corpses, all these weirdos following him around. This is a very weird group.
The vibe is very, very disturbed. I had not experienced that kind of negative, weird vibe as some of the, there were people, random so-called press people in the courtroom that were busy staring at me half the time when I was there. I mean, it was just weird dynamic. These are disturbed people, in my view. These are people that...
Oh, the New York Times lady is so disturbed.
I mean, all of that. Oh, yeah, no question. She was more obsessed about asking any question other than a question that concerned the constitutionality of this trial. And that's what we've seen all the way through. And if we want to talk about people that have spread fake news that caused real harm, probably nobody in the world has done more of that than the New York Times. They've lied us into almost every major war and conflict we've ever got into. It's led to the deaths of tens of millions of people. You could argue hundreds of millions when you include their cover-up of the Soviet famine, when you include their cover-up of aspect of what was happening with the Khmer Rouge, with their cover-up of what was going on in communist China. They have real blood on their hands. And yet here they are attacking and trying to demonize and take you off the air because you expose their lies. That's what they're most concerned
about. Well, the jury's out. With the judge at least 20 times saying, he's guilty. You will find him guilty. She read, I never heard a jury charge like, this man is guilty. You will decide how guilty.
Well, I think Zero Hedge, an article today, put it well. It's guilty until proven bankrupt. I mean, that's basically the nature of what the court proceeding looked like. And that's right. People who have watched it, who have, again, don't have any major interest in the case or thought maybe I was overstating what was taking place, have written back to me saying it's far worse than I even described. I mean, you had people on the left celebrating that the judge is against Alex Jones. The judge is supposed to be the referee. Imagine if you tuned into a football game and all the referees were wearing one team's uniform and telling one side they can...
Can you guys pull up? We may have to bleep it for later next hour. Idiocracy court scene. Because that is fairer than this.
No doubt. You tie it all in. They want to build a world that looks like Idiocracy.
Who's got it on his computer? Go have them. We've got a bleeped version. Because I actually put, when the judge defaulted me like 6 months ago, I put a statement out on default. We've got a bleeped version at the end. I mean, that's fairer than this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people have been sending me different clips of different crazy trials, very Kafka-esque trials, and saying that these trials end up understating the reality of what it is to be.
Well, that's why they see me laughing in the hall and stuff, and they go, you're not taking this serious. You're not scared. I'm like, dude, we're already screwed. Of course I'm scared of you. You're like cancer.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm already going down on the ship. I'm not like going to sit there and bitch about it.
I mean, as another person put the other day, another, I think it was Dr. Benjamin Braddock, put out that, you know, even a Soviet show trial looked better than this trial in Travis County, Texas. And I think, in my view, the court overstepped its bounds. The plaintiff's lawyers pushed the court too far and did things that look egregiously bad because they are egregiously bad, all in an effort to not only use you as an example to intimidate people who raise questions about institutional narratives and expose organizations like the New York Times that keep lying us into war and lying us into mass famines and lying us into lockdowns and lying us into mass
lockdowns. Who think destroying me will rehabilitate them?
Yes, it will shut out and suppress and censor for all time important and influential dissident voices. It will intimidate.
That's right. I saw a tweet. We'll cover it later. It's like, if they can't Assange you, they trump you. They can't trump you. They outshout you.
Exactly. That's precisely what's going on. It's just a different level of it. And the goal is to weaponize the legal system. People forget this is how New York Times versus Sullivan came about. The way it came about was Southern sheriffs, corrupt Southern sheriffs, were suing civil rights organizations and related institutions that published civil rights organizations and trying to sue them into oblivion. That New York.
This is the Democratic Party suing black people, too.
That's exactly right.
Standing up to them, and the Democratic Party's doing the same trick.
They went after donors and NAACP versus Patterson. They went after civil rights organizations directly in New York Times versus Sullivan. They were doing it all over the place. They were weaponizing the legal system to suppress, censor, and punish dissident speech so that the audience couldn't hear that voice and to intimidate the audience from supporting those independent voices.
Robert, I can't help, but I'm with the people. I'm betting the people, no matter what happens now, we're going to win in the end. I think this is blowing up in their face.
I think so, because anybody who watched these proceedings cannot look at that and say, if I were Alex Jones, whatever they may think of Alex Jones, would I want this judge as my judge? Would I want this court proceeding as my court proceeding? Would I consider this due process of law? Would I consider this protection of freedom of speech? Would I consider
We can't even bring evidence in. They just randomly brought stuff off my cell phone in.
Exactly.
Not even telling the judge.
Well, it's the reason why I called...
Here's a 5-second clip of Bobby Barnes.
Well, that's why Exactly. That's why I called it scripted. They didn't want to cover the rest of that. They wouldn't play any of the rest of that clip because they know that...
It's scripted when they won't let us put any evidence on, but they can't.
It's scripted when you got 3 movie cameras staring at everybody in the courtroom from a movie crew.
Well, that's 3 movie cameras, like 15 other dudes. I mean...
Oh, there's other cameras in there. There's a bunch of other production facilities going on.
The judge all mics up.
It's a live set. It's literally a live set. And when you're allowing...
She even lets them shoot the jury. Last time I heard, the jury wasn't asked permission.
I didn't see any evidence of that. And there's literally, I saw it myself, a camera staring right down at the jury.
Oh, HBO has a big giant camera right aiming at the jury.
And these are movie cameras, folks. I mean, the typical court cameras are small cameras.
Giant.
Notice.
Like,
these are... Yeah, exactly.
I had people tell me the camera this one guy has like a $500,000 camera.
Oh, those are expensive cameras. Those are really like you're on a movie set. Like I said, it looked like...
No, it's a movie camera.
It is. And these are movie cameras of a movie production crew. And what they're doing is they're using...
These are the cameras that are on Tom Cruise movies.
Exactly. And they've designed a courtroom. It's like, why is she letting in evidence that has nothing to do... 90%
because
of the
Because it's
case,
all theater.
Absolutely.
It's her HBO debut.
Exactly. I mean, if this was a legitimate trial, you don't have such selective evidence being introduced, other evidence...
Look, bottom line, a judge is the Wicked Witch of the West, and the plaintiff's lawyers are the flying monkeys. I'm sure I'll see that in court tomorrow. Burn in hell, New World Order. Our free speech will beat you 1,000 times. So go ahead and fill your political hand, and I'm on my way.
Our 3 starts now with the Alex Jones Show.
By officiating the unproven theory that petroleum oil is a non-renewable fossil fuel, the oil companies were able to adjust the price accordingly, all the way into the peak oil scare that foretold the calamity of the world soon running out of oil, which further benefited the industry's oil pricing schemes. The wells never did go dry, and the ones once emptied filled back up. So the science we have today favors the abiotic theory over the fossil fuel theory, which is that oil is a natural, renewable component of our ecosystem. And we see this in our oceans, underwater methane lakes deep beneath the surface, with their own unique, thriving ecosystems. And so the story changed from the world will soon run out of oil to the world will most certainly end if we don't stop using oil. And because nobody seems to know what science is anymore, and most people just do as they're told, the world is about to end for millions of people, and probably more, because our civilization is built upon fossil fuels, and the powers that be are turning them off. Winter is coming, and Germany is set to be very cold. Angela Merkel saved her political career by appeasing the anti-nuclear movement and shutting down Germany's nuclear power. Out of 17 plants, they have already shut down 11 and are still in the process of shutting down the rest, removing 25% of their power without anything to replace it, because their Green Deal turned out to be a failure. After all the hype, Germany's dependence on fossil fuel is at 76%. So they are temporarily switching back to coal and oil. But that's a real problem because they've neglected their own fuel industry and become dependent upon Russia's. And the German government would rather have the country freeze to death than buy fuel from Russia. The German economy is based on highly innovative production, which requires a great deal of energy that they no longer produce. And so running out of fuel will quickly collapse the German economy, which will cause a tsunami of economic destruction throughout the EU and the world. And the German government is letting it happen. They could leave some nuclear plants online, but they still plan on shutting it all down by the end of this year to stay green. Some anti-carbon environmentalists are saying that nuclear power is the greenest option. And maybe that's true, but none of their schemes add up. So far, the green agenda has only successfully accomplished making people feel good about themselves while they destroy their own society. The EU and Britain are actually reverting back to burning wood as fuel and claim that it is carbon neutral, which is a lie. Societies have steadily evolved towards a cleaner, more efficient energy, starting from wood, the least clean and efficient, and moving to coal, followed by oil and gas. And now, nearly 40% of Europe's renewable energy is wood, which mostly comes from clear-cutting forests in the United States. This new Green Deal is a complete lie. It's just another part of the creepy elite's great reset. These elite bloodlines want a new cashless society, but one more like the Middle Ages, which for these spoiled inbreds is the good old days. And if they succeed, it looks like Germany will get there first. And in the midst of all this chaos, the German government is focused on allowing children age 14 and older to change their gender and first names without parental permission once a year for as often as they want. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right.
All right, folks, coming up in a minute, we've got exclusive footage inside the Austin courtroom of the Kangaroo Court that nobody has seen yet. This is coming up in just a moment. You're definitely going to want to watch this satire alert. Those who know what satire is, this is a joke coming up. Robert, I want to finish up with the Kangaroo Court and move into world politics. The big primaries last night, Biden, the war, the economy. But let's read a few tweets that are at the top. These are some of the top tweets, millions of retweets total. Robert Barnes says, hate Alex Jones all you want, but no one should welcome a trial that tramples the First Amendment, punishes speech about the Second Amendment, ignores due process under the Fifth Amendment, denies a trial by jury on truth under the Seventh Amendment, and violates AC privilege, attorney-client privilege. Here is Jordan Chantel. The Alex Jones Show trial is a preview of what the regime intends to do to anyone and everyone who doesn't conform to the narrative. Dr. Darren J. Beatty, regime is thirsting for precedent in Alex Jones' case, so no one can question official narratives on the internet again as it comes out they stage January 6th. Election Wizard says, what the Texas justice system is doing to Alex Jones isn't justice, it's wrong. Another commenter says, the Alex Jones trial appears to be nothing short of a kangaroo court at this point. Scott Adams says, Joe Biden has done everything Alex Jones is accused of doing in the Sandy Hook trial. Making up stories that demonize specific citizens in a dangerous way, find people, hoax, Russian collusion, insurrection hoax, name three. The first one won Biden the presidency. COVID 1984 says, regardless of what you think about Alex Jones, please remember, he was the canary in the coal mine for online censorship. They deplatformed him, and many were okay with it at the time. How many people have been deplatformed since? Is this trial setting another new precedent? And it just goes on from there. Robert Barnes, your take on that? We have a clip from the trial today.
I mean, I think what you're seeing and witnessing is a travesty of justice, but it's a precedent that is very perilous for ordinary people's constitutional liberties and rights. Because if they can do this to Alex Jones, then they will do it to everyone else. This is what we said back in 2018. And what happened? 2 years later, the president of the United States was deplatformed across social media. So what they're doing here is showing that they can weaponize the legal system the way the old Southern sheriffs used to do in the 1950s and 1960s to suppress civil rights dissident speech, where they weaponized the local judicial system to create crazy verdicts and judgments in politically motivated cases that were contaminated by lack of due process and trial by jury. Here we're seeing the same thing, but on an entirely different scale. I have not seen a case that is so that has no regard for the rules that govern the rule of law. I mean, just as one simple example, just the other day they played a tiny clip of my prior presentation. They failed to present the full context. That's a violation of the rule of complete.
They played a 5-second clip.
5-second clip, completely out of context. Wouldn't play the whole clip because the whole clip would actually undermine, of course, their case. The rule of completeness under the federal rules and state rules of evidence requires that they play the whole
clip. And let's be clear, they played a clip of me out of context saying, I believe the kids died and I apologized, edited it to say I thought they didn't die, basically, and the judge wouldn't let us play the actual segment.
Exactly. So you've had complete, by their own definition, altered video evidence allowed to come in that creates a fake news story out of this theater of a trial for the future documentary that's going to be made that will be based on misinformation in the courtroom because only one side was allowed to be presented, only one side, and that one side often had altered videos. And just as another example, the court suggested that somehow any statement ever made on InfoWars is a statement of InfoWars. That's never been the case. In order for there to be party opponent admission exception to hearsay evidence, the person has to be a corporate officer and authorized individual. Not everything said on CNN makes CNN responsible for that statement. The same is true here. My statements are my own statements.
When I went on Piers Morgan, that's not their statements.
Exactly. That would be like them suing Piers Morgan and blaming Piers Morgan for what you said in the interview with him. That has never been the rule of law. That has never been the rule of evidence.
How have they gotten the judge, who they just made the head judge of Connecticut, the one persecuting us? She has been made the head judge of Connecticut. How do they get these judges to do this?
I think it's in part because the professional class has a class prejudice and bias against populist voices that challenge institutional narratives. That's part of it. The other part of it is there's a culture of authoritarianism within our judiciary that's very dangerous to liberty, always has been going back many centuries.
That's right. Let's look at a few of these headlines. It's on InfoWars.com. Exclusive. The truth about the Alex Jones phone records, and we have the actual documents there for you, InfoWars.com. Get those and spread them. Here's the actual court filing on what really happened. Exclusive, January 6th committee prepares to subpoena Alex Jones' text and emails. It happened before January 6th, a little fragment of stuff they have. It's not my phone. And it goes on and on and on. So they are really, really panicked. What do you think, in the next minute before we play this clip, of their attempt to claim I'm involved in perjury when I gave my phones over to the lawyers?
There's no evidence whatsoever of perjury. Alex Jones was innocent, is innocent, and will stay innocent. They can attempt to railroad any court proceedings that they want. It won't change that reality. You talk about a gotcha moment. When you set up a gotcha moment, you're supposed to be an actual gotcha at the end of it. There was no gotcha. It was, look at this, and this didn't relate to anything that you had said. It related to things that didn't even relate to Sandy Hook. So just because the word Sandy Hook were in it, well, there's like 50 different Sandy Hooks across America in terms of towns. So it had no bearing on it. There's no evidence of perjury. There never was any evidence of perjury. That's why they just have a headline of him making the accusation, but no substantive evidence because it didn't happen. It's another fake news narrative about
that. That's right. We're going to shift gears into the big primaries that happened last night, Biden, Ukraine, and so much more. But here is actual footage. No, I'm joking. This is satire. This is less tyrannical than what we're actually facing. Here it is from the great Mike Judge's film, Idiocracy, and we'll be right back.
He would soon discover that in the future, justice was not only blind, but had become rather retarded as well.
It's them! I'm fixing to commensurate this trial here. We gonna see if we can come up with a verdict up in here. Now, since y'all say you ain't got no money, we have proprietarily obtained for you one of them court appointed lawyer. So put your hands together and give it up for Rico Vendetto.
You're my lawyer?
Says here you robbed a hospital. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm not guilty.
That's not what the other lawyer said.
I mean, listen, you gotta get me on the stand, okay? I can explain everything. We can take him to your house. We'll show him the plot that I came here.
Get up! Prosecutor, why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor, just look at him.
He talks like a fuck, too.
And B, we've got all this, like, evidence of how, like, this guy didn't even pay at the hospital. And I heard that he doesn't even have his tattoo. I know, and I'm all, you gotta be shitting me. But check this out, man. The judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
Yeah! Jackson!
What are you objectifying on?
Come on, just get me on the stand.
Okay. Your Honor, I object that this guy also broke my apartment to shit. Yeah. And you know what else? I object that he's not gonna have any money to pay me after he pays back all the money he stole from the hospital.
Don't say I stole, you're my lawyer.
And I object that he interrupted me while I was watching Oh My Ball.
Sure, we have a mistrial here, sir.
I'm gonna mistrial my foot up your ass. You don't shut up.
Please listen. I didn't steal anything. I was part of an army experiment.
Joe stated his case logically and passionately, but his perceived effeminate voice only threw big gales of stupid laughter.
Guilty!
There you go. So they think they got me on trial. As you said, they're on trial.
Has been on trial in this case from the get-go, and unfortunately the verdict is in already on that, and the justice system has failed its constitutional requirements and obligations.
All right, let's shift gears out of the kangaroo court they've got going on in Austin, Texas with a railroad operation. All railroads and kangaroos into the big picture. We're kicking ass. The New World Order's in trouble, and that's why they're crapping the bed. I'm Alex Jones with Band.Video, Infowars.com, fighting through the fog, never surrendering. Here, Bobby Barnes. Alex Jones here, back live. I could ask a lot of questions, but first, what is front and center for you?
I think the risk for Taiwan of war coming is gone way, way up because of Nancy Pelosi's drunken Asian tour. So, you look at it, Alexander McCorris of the Duran was pointing out that the great Chinese concern is not Taiwanese independence, but is a NATO or U.S. military base in Taiwan, or them having weapons that they would consider the West threatening China rather than the other way around.
And but so she said they're just scared of a woman. No, they've always threatened if any top-tier leader, a Speaker of the House, a Senate Majority Leader, or a President went, it was war.
Exactly. And this goes back, we know the history. In the early 1800s, China, experienced one of its unparalleled, unprecedented events at the time, which was being devastated by the Opium Wars and foreign powers taking them apart in ways they had never really experienced.
For those who don't know, describe it. It was like in 12 different sectors, the French sector, the British sector, the U.S. sector, the German sector, the Dutch sector. That country got very humiliated.
Oh, for a century, from about 1820, 1830 to about really the 1940s, when Saigon literally had four different sectors run by four different countries, its own prime city, its cultural beacon, was taken apart by colonial powers. That was taking place. The Opium Wars, basically the British forced drugs onto the Chinese population.
And used that to take over.
Absolutely. And so they remember that. They remember the humiliation of it.
And the same thing's been done to us.
Oh, absolutely.
And now the Chinese ship fentanyl is a return.
Oh, exactly. They consider
they think a 200-year plan.
It's a return favor. But yeah, they do. They're patient. They're very patient. And because of that, what they're talking about, I think you're not going to see an invasion of Taiwan. You're more likely to see a blockade of Taiwan because they can surround. They're already doing war games today where they're showing how they can do a blockade, how they could shut down the air traffic, shut down the sea traffic. Taiwan's entirely dependent on China for its economy. They could crush Taiwan overnight. And what they're suggesting is that they will do so if they think the Biden administration will stumble and bumble into some global war. And the Biden administration is not ready to defend Taiwan, is not ready to wage war on China. We shouldn't be even, like Trump said, why are we messing around with the possibility of a nuclear war with another nuclear power? We should be focused on limiting China's social influence, limiting China's economic...
Not letting them buy farmland next to every military base.
Exactly, not letting him...
And openly putting up... spy towers.
And not letting...
And there are going to be SWAT teams in there right now.
Oh, complete. And
if I set up a spy tower by a military base, which I would never do, I would be SWAT teamed in a week.
Oh,
the Pentagon knows that's going on.
Yeah, you'd be SWATed the very next day. And so that's what's taking place, and they should know better, but instead...
So why are they letting the Chinese set up spy bases everywhere?
I mean, I think there's conflicting... They want China to be their subservient little factory worker. And because China's not willing to be so, that's why you saw George Soros last year call for regime change against Xi. They like the China Communist Party model. They just want them to be subservient to the globalist agenda and not have their own independent agenda. And they think they can cause regime change just like they thought they could do in Russia. But they're willing to risk global conflict, global war, global
famine. But honestly, China's even bigger foe than Russia.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, you now have Russia investigating whether or not the COVID-19 was connected to a U.S. aid program in Wuhan. Russia has announced that they're inquiring whether or not the evidence that they've discovered from biolabs in Ukraine has led to additional information that may implicate Fauci and other connected parties.
While there's congressional hearings finding the same thing. So why are the globalists starting fights with the Midwest, conservatives, rural people, factory workers, blue-collar workers, the Russians, the Chinese, trying to cut off people's beef? I mean, if I wanted to be a bad guy, I would do what Klaus Schwab's doing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. He's like a poster boy for evil. But I think the nature of what their objectives are is their arrogance. You have kind of intellectual...
No, it's total arrogance. They're in their private jet trillionaire bubble.
Exactly, and you have intellectual incest. It's like the Habsburg Empire at the end. Remember when their jaws were going like this and everything was messed up because the uncles kept marrying the nieces, kind of like the Egyptians at the end. You can't marry in your family that long. You can't have too many trees.
And with that, genetically comes mental illness and arrogance.
Exactly. And what happened, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, along with the Ottoman Empire, within 4 years, between 1917 and 1921, disappeared 4, 5, 6 centuries off that they had been established off the planet. And so you're seeing the same thing now. You have the same group of people at the top that don't know what they're doing, that are willing to bumble and stumble us into war because their arrogance, either incompetence, exceeds even their...
And then they send Pelosi to project power. I mean, if Trump went to Taiwan, the Chinese would have rolled over and crapped their britches because they would have thought, wow, they really mean war. Right. They send her, it's enticing them to war.
Yeah, it's a bumbling, stumbling effect at trying to control someone that they've unleashed. They unleashed China. They took China from 5% of global manufacturing in 2000.
No electricity.
Exactly. To 25% of global manufacturing now. They are the leading manufacturing supplier in the world. They control and monopolize many of the supply chains of essential ingredients in the world. What they need are fuel and food. And guess what Biden administration has just
done? He's cut our power off while shipping our oil to them.
Exactly. And align China deeper with Russia. This means that, you know, where can they get fuel? From Russia. Where can they get food? From Russia. Where can they get fertilizer? From Russia.
Because General Flynn was right. They'll get the Russians on our side to defeat China. That was the obvious smart move, but that wasn't done.
They've done just the opposite. They've reversed the equation so that now China and Russia are closer together than they've ever been before. And the net effect of this is America is weaker and more at risk than ever before.
I agree the global minions are dumb, but the higher-ups know what they're doing, in my view. Why do you think they're doing something so bad?
I think there are people that do understand what they're doing, but they misread the landscape. So the few that do read the landscape, remember Kissinger went to the World Economic Forum and said, time to get out of Ukraine. You know, we got to get an exit ramp. This isn't going the way we want it to. But those people don't control. Right now, the Biden administration is what happens when idiocracy becomes
real. That's right. 3 months ago, in the same week, first the Pope and then Kissinger said, we started it, get out, it's wrong. Which is it because they didn't want to take over Russia. They know they're losing like Napoleon or Hitler.
Exactly. They understood they had to get out. It didn't work. It backfired. It was undermining the globalist agenda around the globe. But it's too late because what happens when you put idiocracy in actual power? We have a dementia candidate as president. Had to go through some tough times. I mean, they unleashed not only World War One, they unleashed they planted the seed
Hitler
for global central domination in terms of banking and finance,
communism,
Federal Reserve Act, communism, fascism, Nazism, all were a product of the decisions they made in 1912.
And I agree, mainline top historians admit we're in a World War One scenario right now.
That's exactly what we are. And we have the same kind of incompetent, corrupt elites who are willing to bumble and stumble us into global war and global famine in order to achieve their denuded and diluted objectives.
Wow, is there a way out of it? Robert Barnes will give his great historical gravitas on this, and we'll look at the big primaries that happened yesterday and the exit strategy for Biden and so much more, and some great stuff that DeSantis has been doing straight ahead.